Well, Gary, was it a case of 2 points dropped against a resilient Oxford City side tonight?
I think so. I think you've seen first half. I think he would have scored the chances that we created. It should have been three or four first half. Put them under a lot of pressure. Had loads of chances and obviously couldn't bang one in. But I'll come out second half. I just told them to carry on the way they're doing it and obviously scored a good goal. And I just felt we dropped a bit deep defensively. I thought the two centre-halves could have got up a little bit more and made us a bit compact. And you know, they're coming to the game a little bit and they missed a few chances.
Like I said, first half, chances created. Aaron Burns with a fantastic effort that hits the crossbar, and you've even got Dino who goes one-on-one with the keeper, and he's got players at the side of him and he can even just smash it in, and he tries to go the hardest route and go around the keeper.
Yeah, it's, you know, Dino scores a good goal for us as well, so you know they're going to miss chances, and you know, Burns has put a couple of great crosses in tonight where Josh Owens just missed on the far post as well. So we totally dominated them second half and then scored a great goal after 10 minutes into the second half, and you think we're going to go on and win it then. And yeah, credit to them, you know, they come back into it. But I just thought, you know, as a back four, we dropped a bit deep, and we maybe should have got up another 10, 20 yards and made us a bit more compact. We invited a bit of pressure on.
Like I said, he redeemed himself, Dino, with a great header, but it was a fantastic cross from skipper Andy Teague.
Yeah, great ball in, and you know, a great header from Dino. You know, he's scoring goals for us now, and shame Burnsy, you know, Burnsy worked hard tonight, and shame he couldn't have gone on a score sheet as well. But you know, we go again on Saturday now.
Must give you a lot of confidence the way the lads are playing, especially first half. Like you said, it was just total dominance, and we caused so many problems to the back line. But
yeah,
unfortunately, couldn't.
It was. I mean, when you're on top like that, you know, we've done it against teams before. You know, you've got to score your goals, and you know, you look at Stalybridge away when we battered them, and you know, we went in 1-0. But the main thing is we're creating chances, and when we are dominating teams, and that will come. You know, we'll be two or three up and against teams if we keep setting off well, like we are doing in at the start of games. But you know, it's one of our catch-up games tonight, so you know, supporting the ball, we've got to make sure that hopefully we can look at our winning our next two now.
Obviously, in midfield, Jake Cottrell absolutely ran the full pitch for 90 minutes. It must be great to see that.
Yeah, it's great to have Jakey back in after his little bit of an injury he's had, and you know, him and Dale, you know what you're going to get, and you know, I thought Josh was a threat, especially for staff, you know, and it's a shame, you know, we go one up and then the lad brings Josh down when he's only got to cross the ball and Burns, he's got a tap in. It's a bit naughty, really. You know, we should, you know, maybe it should have been a sending off for me. It's a goal scoring opportunity there, and you know, we'll go again on Saturday.
Like I say, started with Chris Allman tonight. Any reason behind that? Just
Chris has been looking sharp. You know, since he's come back, I thought he looked sharp in the Lancashire Trophy game, and you know, when he's been getting on, he's looked sharp. So Chris has got real genuine pace up top, and you know, I thought he gives us that. But I just thought we could get him tonight with our pace up top against the back four, at least a lot of goals. And if we'd have took our chances first half, it would have worked.
And defensively, we welcome back Chris Doyle, who settled straight back into the team tonight.
Yeah, he just cramped up last 10 minutes, so you know, just took him off precautionally, really. Dino was feeling it a little bit as well, so we had to bring Dino off. But no, Chris is great to have Chris back. You know, when he was here before, we kept a lot of clean sheets, and he's a good player.
Obviously, at home now, we obviously have to play a certain way. Is that frustrating at times as a manager, and seeing us play the way we, you know?
Yeah, you see where we want to play in the Lancashire Trophy games. You know, we train at a fast tempo when we train on the AstroTurf, and pass at a quick tempo. And you know, when you're playing at home, you want an advantage. At the minute, we're not having an advantage here. But you know, we're not putting making excuses. The pitch is a pitch, and we've just got to, you know, play to the best we can on it, and the right way on it. Because you know, I think it's Paul's wife. You're in the stands saying, "Get it down and screaming, play some football." You can't do it on this pitch, you know, and you roll it into midfield. You know, it's just bubbling up everywhere, so you've got to play a certain way. You know, we don't want to play that way, but unfortunately, the pitch dictates that. More results.
Like I said earlier, this is one of our games in hand. Are you going to drill into the lads and make sure that we need to get as many points on the board as we can with these games in hand? Not games in hand, rearranged games, should I say?
Yeah, I mean, the lads know that. So, you know, we've got two more good home games coming up for us. Won another game in hand on next Tuesday. And we're more than capable of winning both end games here, so we're still in a fantastic position with games in hand on the teams above us.
And we've found out tonight we'll play Clitheroe as well in the final of the Lancashire Trophy, meeting up with Simon Garner again.
Yeah, I mean, Si's done a steady job there. I think he's still playing. You know, his team's given 100%, like he obviously played. And yeah, it'll be a good game. Local, they'll bring a few fans. They're doing all right in the league, so we'll look forward to it. It's another chance of winning a trophy, which is what all about. You want to win trophies at the end of the day.
Obviously, we just need to climb the table now and, like I said, win as many games as possible.
Yeah, we just obviously, you know, 16 games left, whatever it is. We've got games in hand still, so it's just keeping the squad fit and sharp and making sure we pick up enough results to get us to where we want to be at the end of the season.
And do you think it'll be pivotal with the big games coming up as well? They've fouled at home and Barrow at home.
Yeah, I mean, they're great games, not just for the players but for the fans as well. You know, we've got to play your Tamworths, your Barrows, your Geysers here. Obviously Fylde here, so you know, they're your games that you come and you win them, and then, you know, you've got every chance.